This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, June 24th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. E15 discussions intensify. Wildfire disaster bill clears the House. And 24/7 trading is not for everyone, CFTC chair says. Discussions on the potential for Senate passage of an E-15 bill swirled on Capitol Hill yesterday after the release of a farm bill that does not include the pro-ethanol measure. Language to allow year-round voluntary sales of higher ethanol gasoline blends, known as E-15, wasn't expected to be in the discussion text unveiled by the Senate Ag Committee Chairman John Bozeman. Still, Bozeman reiterated his support for year-round D15, told reporters he believes the Senate likely has the votes needed to pass a standalone bill. He said the stars are aligned. E15 is a top priority for Senate Majority Leader John Thune, and talks on the issue are ongoing, a person familiar with the matter tells AgriPulse. The South Dakota Republican is optimistic the Senate can reach an agreement, the person said. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa said he's trying to get his colleagues to, quote, wake up to the fact that given the upcoming midterm elections and scheduled recesses, the window for passing E15 this year is narrowing. There's 7 weeks between now and the election, he said on his weekly media call. This is something that needs to be done between now and the election, Grassley referring to the legislative weeks. A bill to expedite emergency conservation program payments to producers whose land has been damaged by wildfires cleared the House yesterday with a 386-19 vote. It now heads to the president's desk for his signature. The bill, initially introduced by Senator Deb Fischer of Nebraska, passed by the Senate in March, prompted by devastating wildfires in her state this spring. It would expand eligibility for payments under ECP to cover damage from non-naturally caused wildfires where the destruction was spread by natural causes, or to cover any wildfire caused by the federal government. Producers could also receive an advance of 75% of replacement costs and 50% of repair or restoration costs for farmland and conservation structures that need to be addressed immediately. Current law allows an advance of just 25%, which can only be used for fencing. The bill also would update the Emergency Forest Restoration Program by letting owners of non-industrial private forest land impacted by a natural disaster to receive an advance, something not allowed in the program, on cost-sharing payments for up to 75% of the cost of the emergency measures. While allowing 24-hour trading 7 days a week may work in crypto markets, Commodity Futures Trading Commission Chair Michael Selig says he recognizes it may not be the best fit for agriculture commodity future systems. While the agency in the past has weighed allowing 24/7 trades, an idea largely pushed by digital asset traders, Selig said in a speech at the American Cotton Shippers Association annual convention, he doesn't believe, quote, that the perpetual instrument is suitable for all asset classes, especially in products like agriculture. He said he has strongly advocated for exchanges to limit trading hours for agriculture commodity contracts to match traditional trading hours. What works for newer, innovative markets like crypto assets and prediction markets may not be suitable for traditional asset classes like agriculture, he said. CFTC, which regulates U.S. derivatives markets, solicited public comments on the ramifications of allowing 24/7 trades last year. However, the National Grain and Feed Association President and CEO Mike Seifert warned at the time that, quote, spreading liquidity across a wider trading time frame would create unnecessary volatility, potentially widen bid and ask spreads, and expand potential for market manipulation. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number two milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. The Agriculture Department yesterday announced it would open up proposals for up to $310 million in funding for the Regional Conservation Partnership Program, RCPP, first authorized in the 2014 Farm Bill, allows private sector organizations and state governments to partner with the USDA for conservation projects meant to address issues at the landscape scale. These projects can span regions or watersheds like the Prairie Grasslands region or the Chesapeake Bay watershed. According to the release, applications will be accepted through August 24th. Representative Julia Letlow of Louisiana is urging USDA to declare an agriculture emergency for the state of Louisiana following severe flooding tied to Tropical Storm Arthur that has impacted many farm operations. In a letter to Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, Letlow said heavy rainfall and flooding have left fields saturated, delaying planting and other field work, damaged crops, and disrupted farming operations during a critical point of the growing season. She said producers are facing significant economic loss as they assess the full extent of the storm's impact. Louisiana farmers are facing substantial economic hardship as they assess the full extent of the storm damage, Letlow said. Given the severity of these impacts, I respectfully request that USDA take swift action to make available all appropriate disaster assistance to affected producers. Letlow's district produces about 45% of the state's ag sales. That, according to USDA's 2022 Census of Agriculture, a disaster declaration could help unlock USDA emergency assistance and loan programs for producers dealing with storm-related losses. Leaders of the Minnesota Farmers Union are criticizing a decision by the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency to not prepare an environmental impact statement for a large dairy project. Consolidation is reshaping our dairy sector, and the trend has implications for land access, local economies, and the next generation of farmers, said MFU Vice President Ann Schwergel. We cannot ignore these dynamics, but neither shall we accept them without careful consideration. She said that EIS is, quote, a measured, reasonable step. It ensures that when we make decisions, we do so with eyes wide open. Riverview LLP has proposed expanding its West River dairy in Stevens County from nearly 8,000 cows to 19,000 cows, which would be more than 60 times the average size of a dairy herd in Minnesota, MFU President Gary Wordish said. The company says the project is undergoing review through the state's formal environmental assessment worksheet process, an extensive environmental review process that ensures a protective environmental outcome for projects like this. Combined with the feedlot permit application, the project documentation totals nearly 900 pages of detailed technical analysis covering groundwater, surface water, air quality, and natural resources. Here's today's final word. It's as dry as hell. Grass is turning yellow. Ponds are empty. It's crazy and expensive. That Upper Colorado River Commission Executive Director Chuck Cullum reading a text from a cattle rancher from the Jicarilla Apache Nation aloud during a public meeting yesterday. Cullum said the producer is just, quote, trying to keep his herd alive amid persistent drought and recently was forced to buy a new truck capable of hauling 2,000 gallons of water to help do so. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, June 24th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.